In 2022, Sun Not Yellow released their latest album titled A Hip New Hell. They described it as their pandemic record, and it allowed them some extra time to noodle with the songs and add more sonic elements to it, like synths and layered guitars.
The two things that we said from the beginning was we wanted to tour as much as we could, and we wanted to, like, push ourselves, you know, musically. And I think that A Hip New Hell is a really good example of that, where we were like, all right, we have these songs, like, oh, where could we put a, like, a synth pad, or, like, you know, a keyboard part, or, like, you know, some really weird sounding instrument in general.
One of the songs they performed in our studio is called Body Language.
Can you repeat that? Your tone, it feels so uncertain. Intention come to fruition. This civil war of semantics.
Body language is about communication today, and how hard it is and how easy it is to take things out of context with, like, text messages when you're texting, you know.
For sure.
Someone who texts with a period at the end, it's like, are they mad at me? Like,
it
body language
is
kind of about that kind of stuff. Trying to talk about your political views today is, like, so walking on eggshells sometimes, you know? So trying to work past that is kind of what body language was about.
And while A Hip New Hell is rich with layered guitars and synths, Sun Not Yellow has wanted to lean in more to their three-piece sound.
With the stuff we've been writing more recently, I personally want our records to feel more like what we are live, which is very much we're a three-piece, you know? So I'm excited to, like, really play into the negative space, the reverbs of rooms and stuff like that, that will become instruments on top of drums, bass, and guitar, instead of, you know, trying to fill that negative space, just, like, really encapsulate the space a little bit more and, like, capture the time that we are recording.
I met a man once, said, live fast, die young, why expand? And a part of me wants to agree, but he's too carelessly free.
When we lost that fourth person, it made me at least just kind of, like, realize what I should and need to play, you know? Like, just me and the kick drum, just driving it. That's what makes, like, the song, like, good.
Was that difficult to pare back in some ways?
I think it's extremely difficult to, like, practice self-control as a musician. It's very difficult.
When you are playing controlled, I feel in control when I'm not playing, where, like, I think there was an insecurity before that, where when I wasn't playing, I felt like I should be filling space. It's empowering, I would say.
Spark of taste from your
For WICF Music, I'm Joe Ulrich.